You know, and we as human beings need to be better at how we treat other people and how we receive other people, even if it's something that we don't agree with.
Welcome to White Rabbit Podcast with Catalyst Jones, where your reality might be challenged. So leave your feelings at the fucking door and let's dive down some rabbit holes.
Liberal advisory. Truthful content.
Let's fucking go.
Lizard Illuminati.
A new world order.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order.
They sound crazy, so who cares? But it could totally 100% be true because we know the government is lying about every single thing.
Hey, welcome to Truthers and Conspiracy Junkies to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones. Been bringing the heat all summer, and as it cools down outside, we're not cooling down over here at White Rabbit. We are still bringing the heat, and it is not going to stop today. I have one of my best friends on here with me today, and one of the biggest rising stars, superstars in the podcasting game. We have on Deplorable Janet from Deplorable Nation and Trebles Garcia from Paranoid Radio. What the fuck is up?
I am not famous, so I must be your best friend.
And I just met the guy, so I must be the rising star. What's up, dude? How's it going, Rabbit? Thank you for having us, bro.
Yeah, what is up, guys? So everybody on my show is no stranger to Deplorable Janet, because not only has she been one of the most continuous guests that I've had, it hasn't been recent, but I'd say that you're up there for the number one person that's had the most appearances. And not only that, but we had the opportunity to get to hang out for a few months together out in Tennessee when I was going through a bad time. And we got really close, and you mean a lot to me, and it is hard for me to have you on a podcast because you mean so much to me. So I figured I had to have help. So I brought Trebles on with me this time.
We are in for a absolute hoot of a time. I can guarantee you that.
Yes. So, you guys have been working together recently on, you guys hit it off from the gate. I know you started jumping on a show quite a bit, been great, great episodes putting them out, but now you guys kind of turned a new page and you started something. Mm-hmm. And I thought that what you guys are doing together was really important, and I can't not have Janet on here anymore because this is the perfect opportunity to ask her to come on so that you guys can discuss what it is that you got going over there on Paranoid Radio.
Oh yeah.
Trebles.
Janet. Trebles. Well, everybody, first of all, thank you, Catalyst. Thank you so much, everybody that's listening to the show. God bless you. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today, and I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space before anything. Now, special thank you to Catalyst, and also special thanks to Janet. Yeah, Janet came on the show and dropped bombs of knowledge, and she gave me a series of diabetes. She gave me a series on Crohn's disease and everything, how to keep your mental health healthy and your body healthy. And then I asked her something. I told her, you know what? Enough of this how to get healthy. Why don't you tell me about you? Before anything, she actually had me on her show and she opened me up like a fucking flower, bro. I almost cried. Talked about my
Hey, she's good at that, right?
She's good. She did it seamlessly too. I don't know when the fuck I was talking about my emotion and my addiction and shit about my daughters and how I cried smelling diapers. I don't know how it got there. But we got there. So then I was like, you know what? This lady has a special talent, and she became my pod mom. So Catalyst, we're in competition here. She's my pod mom, bro. And she's also a host of Paranoid Radio, the Paranoid Radio podcast. She hasn't admitted it yet, but she is. She doesn't need to, say it. But she brought an amazing episode after another amazing episode. She was able to destroy and dismantle what it was to be on Paranoid Radio podcast. And then she constructed it back again morally with Jesus in the middle. And now she's getting the documentary of her life, which has been a complete, complete honor to hear.
That is so fucking awesome and a breath of fresh air, you know, because Janet, I know that you hear a lot of people. I mean, you're one of those people that you've said it to me a few times where you will walk up to complete strangers and they'll tell you their life story, right? And so you are constantly listening to and absorbing people's energy and taking all of that in. And thank God somebody gave you a platform to just unload yourself. So is it weird being being in the opposite end of the table?
Well, you know what? I was kind of shocked, I guess, and honored at the same time that he asked me, because I have never had any that many people that were interested in my story. And I think I even shocked him a little bit when he's like,
oh yeah,
send me an email about some stuff. And I literally wrote this email that was like a book. It was very long and I sent it. And then I text him and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I forgot X, Y, and Z. Oh, shit. Well, I forgot this too. So I was like adding stuff to the list, but it was we're not done with it yet. There's two episodes out right now, but let's just say I don't hold a single thing back about any part of my life whatsoever. And the lovely Tamara that you sent me, her and I were chatting, and she said one of the things that she admires about me was like that my guests know so much about me, or listeners know so much about me. And my whole thing on this lovely journey of life is that you can't be your true, authentic self and who God made you to be if you're going to hide part of your testimony. So it's raw and out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't expect anything less from you. You've never been the type to bite your tongue or hold anything back. Mm-mm. So when it comes to diving into the subject of you, I wouldn't expect anything less. I'm going to put you on the spot. Is there anything in there that maybe is too embarrassing or too spicy that you didn't want to bring up? You don't have to bring it up on my show. Just a simple yes or no.
No, absolutely not. And like I said, there's no part of me that I choose to hide, because I am who I am now because of everything that I've went through and done and experienced. And I would not be who I am without those experiences. And so does part of it get, well, a lot of it is very nitty gritty and could be embarrassing for some people to listen to, or people might be taken aback and they might form their own opinions and whatever. And that's fine, because it's just who I am. It's part of my story. So
I love it. Is it Trebles? Is it kind of cool for you to take a step back from all of the conspiracy things and, you know, the dark clouds and rabbit holes that we go through to unfold and go through this journey with Janet as she talks about it?
I think at a point, as any of us podcasters, anybody that has really dove deep into the conspiracy theory realm and become one of this categorized persons in life, I think we all need a refreshing breath of air, because every movie that we see, everything that we listen to on the radio, everything that we consume on a daily basis is always trying to push out an agenda. And it only connects in the deepest desires. It doesn't connect to what you have lived through. It doesn't give you help. It doesn't, it avoids everything that you consume, avoids you searching for mental health, searching for somebody to speak to, searching for somebody to give you clarity, somebody from saving you from putting a bullet in your head or raping that next person or murdering. It actually, this stories like this connect and reciprocate your energy. For anybody that hasn't, this is not to promote the show. This is to promote the Pearl Janet show, if anything. If anybody has ever gone through a traumatic experience as a young adult, as a teenager, as a preteen, as an adult even, as a husband, as a son, as a wife, this is somewhere and something that you can consume that does not have an agenda. It's not going to promote to you for you could shop her book. It's not going to promote for you to go shop the next series of condoms or listen to the next rapper. It's information that's going to help you not only connect, but also flush out any negative thoughts, any demonic entities that are trying to make you commit suicide, break crime, or create anything negative for anybody else.
Amen to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing for me is that a lot of times, you know, people are so willing to share their stories with me. And I'm very thankful to God for having that ability to be able to, you know, be a sounding board for people to talk to and to get out their feelings and emotions. But sometimes people are like, oh, your life must be so perfect. How would you know what trauma is like? How do you know what mental health is like what kind of struggles have you really been through? And so by me laying bare my life and my story from the very beginning, I think that's going to help a lot of people to understand how I have the ability to do what I do now. So,
and Janet, yeah. If I have to amplify that message, if you allow me, Kat, yo, there's things happening right now. For example, and I'm not trying to glorify this series on Netflix, but everybody's heard about the Melendez brothers and how they're trying to maybe not liberate them, but sentence them less and making them go into a rich prison, et cetera. Kim Kardashian is a lawyer, et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, but what are you glorifying there through watching those experiences on Netflix? Yeah, unfortunately, there were victims at a point, but there was three lanes. There was a lane of running away, the lane of ratting, and the lane of murdering. You decided to take as an adult, you decided to take the lane of murdering somebody. And what these series are doing are not only amplifying how sexy they were, how traumatic they were, how mental health is running loose, how attractive men with problems are loose, and how easy it is. It's amplifying that it's okay to murder your parents because they made you feel some type of way or you had to eat their semen. Whatever it was that they did, it's you decided to make a decision as an adult and you must pay for it. You went from being the victim to being the victimizer. So these are things on our show, at least what Deplorable Nation is doing on our show is giving her outcome, her struggles, how she survived, and how she's here today with the home being the center of all of the podcasters and being having all this positive attention on how Jesus saved her, etc. and etc. in a positive manner. She didn't have to go murder anybody after being molested or being raped or anything. You see what I'm saying? There's a lot of other outcomes that you can take. So basically, yeah, this is still a conspiracy podcast and we're still doing it because of God's work and we're still doing conspiracy theories, even in the back shots, bro, even in the back ends.
Amen.
Yeah, with something that Janet was saying, it made me remember a meme that I just saw the other day, and it wasn't a meme; it was a little video, and it was talking about like the people that have been through hurt and shit. And you think, how was it really worded? I'm gonna butcher the shit out of this, but basically, the breakdown of it was the people that have been through the most shit are the ones that are going to call you back right away, are the ones that are going to answer the text right away. It's not because they're not doing shit and they're just sitting at their phone waiting for you to fucking call. It's because they know what it's like to be avoided. They know what it's like to hurt and they know what it's like to really need somebody.
100%. And that's the thing. And, you know, Tribbles released a very good clip of, you know, one of our episodes where it was talking about everybody just wants to have someone hear them. you know, and validate their feelings and validate that they, it's okay to have feelings, even if you don't agree with them, you know, because there's so many people that are shut down in society because they feel like, you know, they have no one to talk to. No one wants to hear what they have to say. Their opinions don't matter. They don't matter.
What the fuck is up, you sexy conspiracy junkies? Did you know that you get a discount on Organite? Well, you fucking do now. So do yourself a favor and head on over to organ-ite.com and get 15% off of that shit that the government has been trying to keep from you. Once again, that's Oregon, like the state-ite.com, and enter promo code RABBIT at checkout to get that discount. What are you waiting for? Did you know people have been killed trying to get this technology out to the public? Yeah. So quit being a bitch and head on over to Oregon-ite.com and get your energy up. And since I have your attention, how about giving White Rabbit a 5-star to keep this show in the algorithms so that Catalyst is able to keep bringing you these absolute bangers. All right, now let's get back to the fucking show.
You know, and we as human beings need to be better at how we treat other people and how we receive other people, even if it's something that we don't agree with.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You know, I don't know what the fuck I probably would have killed myself if I didn't have this podcast and the community that we have, because I would feel so alone. Because when I'm not talking on my podcast, I'm not talking unless I absolutely have to. Like if I'm at work and it's, I have to verbalize with somebody, otherwise I barely talk because I don't have anything to say with these common people, even people that I love, friends, family, you know. I will still go hang out with them and contribute to the mundane
to their sanity.
Mundane conversation as much as I can. But half the time I'm just biting my tongue and irritated because I can't say what I really want to say whenever I'm out with people or around people. So I prefer to just be by myself. And like I said, if it wasn't for this community, who knows what the fuck I would have done by now, because I go crazy as it is, and I have all you guys, you know.
but we're all crazy together.
Yeah. And I love that we're a family of hodgepodgey, mixed matched. Just me, I'm a weirdo, so I'm happy to be part of any group that, you know, will have me. And that, I think that's what people need, is just, you know, people. For their most basic need, they want to feel wanted and accepted and part of something. And so if, you know, sharing deepest parts of my testimony or whatever resonate with somebody else, so they know they're not the only person that has gone through X, Y, and Z, and somebody can relate to that, then, you know, I feel like I've done my purpose. So,
yeah, absolutely. And not only, I need to stop saying absolutely. I was listening to one of my episodes and I'm like, fuck, dude, I say that a lot. Anyways.
You know what's funny? You fill your gaps with absolutely. I fill my gaps with fuck. It's the same thing.
Well, I need to go back.
And I just say Jesus. Amen, Jesus.
All good things. All good crutches to have, you know. What I was going to say is, I could see how as teenagers and young kids, people will fall into gangs and stuff because of that specific reason, because they want to feel accepted and like they belong and are a part of something. And as shallow as this is, I was a victim, or allowed myself to be that as well, Janet, a couple years ago with the Patriot Podcast Network. I felt like I was a part of something, you know. That was my crew, that was our family, I would have fought for them, type of a thing. And we can fall into the wrong groups very easily. So
exactly. And same with me with that same group. And it's like, you know, you're accepted and you're one of us and whatever, but who is always the first to turn on somebody? You know, somebody that brings you into their group for intentions, you know. And that's why so many people fall into cults, whether it be something off the wall crazy or a religious cult or, you know, anything that's out there, is because that is our basic human desire to just be, you know, need to be accepted and appreciated and part of something. And that's why people in general as a whole are so moldable and easily manipulated into, you know, X, Y, and Z group.
That's right. And that's what they use against us. You know, in prison, the worst thing they can do to you is throw you in the hole. And that is no human contact. You're basically in a room with no human contact. Right. And what do they do to demoralize us here just in everyday media is they demoralize you to make you feel like you're not a part of something, whether it's you're not pretty enough. That used to be
right.
Big thing, you know, for girls,
100%.
It's never good enough. For men, it's you're never good enough. You're not going to meet a woman's expectation.
You're not manly enough. You're not strong enough. You're not whatever. Because us as a society, we have to have labels on everything, right? And so by slapping that label on somebody, whether it's calling them a name or, you know, whatever the case may be, that puts them in a box. And when you're in a box, it's harder to get out of that box. And that's no different than, honestly, being in the medical, you know, cycle of life, is that once they slap a label on you, that's what you identify as. And that's what you always are, because it weakens you. And that's exactly what they want.
Do you guys remember a movement before COVID hit and all the craziness? I want to say that it might have been around the time that Trump was running against Hillary. There was a movement going on, and it was I Am Not a Label. And it was these kids going on Facebook of all colors, red, blue, purple, green, whatever. I'm not rainbow kids, not the LGBT XYZs. But it was just a plain white shirt and in black, just normal Arial font said, I am not a label. And I thought that was the coolest movement, but I don't know what happened to it. But I would like to maybe not get a movement like that going on, but make people aware of the fact that when you attach yourself to these things, you're attaching yourself to everything that that represents.
Right.
Right?
And negative energy that goes along with that.
Yes, 100%. You know, so like in these political realms, you know, you're attaching yourself to a Donald Trump, a MAGA camp or a Kamala camp or whatever. And it's almost like you have to condone and co-sign to everything it is that they're a part of and doing. It's like, well, kids in cages and pick your poison, whatever it is, you either have to be on board with that or you're kicked out of the club type of a thing. You know, and so they use shame as another tactic to control us, because they realize that people are so easily controlled out of fear, not fear necessarily of harm, but fear of their character being harmed, fear of not being loved, and fear of not being heard or valued.
And I think it kind of boils down to our selfishness, right? Because the older I get, I really don't care what other people's opinion of me is. I like who I am, and I like who God made me to be. And I don't need some influencer on Instagram to tell me that they don't like me because I don't believe this, or because I believe in God, or because of, you know, whatever, or I'm not good enough, or I don't use their products or whatever. I don't really care. I am who I am. And either you accept me or you don't accept me, it really does not hurt my feelings anymore. But I didn't used to be that way.
I have a saying, in your 20s, you do everything for what other people think of you. In your 30s, you stop giving a fuck what people think of you. And then you're in your 40s, you find out that no one ever gave a fuck about you, bro. It's a funny turnaround of events, dude. You know, I was at work. And just to add to what you guys were saying of the friendships and everybody wants to be accepted. Dude, I was at work about a month ago. And they decided to go bowling, right, for some dude's birthday. And everybody went bowling. But everybody. But Angel, my name, right? I'm like, don't tell Angel to go. And I was like, yo, I bring life to the party. I'm a walking party, bro. And I was like, there used to be a fucking raver. You guys are not going to invite the ex-raver? Really, bro? It went in my head. I was like, wait, hold your emotions. Shut the fuck up. And I looked at him because my boy, he's a DJ. He told me like, nah, bro, I kind of wouldn't invite you. He invited me, not you. It means they don't want you there. I'm like, no, I get it, big dog, you know? And I told him like, you know what, bro? You guys are just not my tribe. That's all it is, bro. You guys resonate in a different frequency. And if you guys, you guys have to recognize that too. Sometimes, bro, it's not that they're rejecting you. They're rejecting themselves and they just can't fuck with you like that, bro. I'm not a criminal, bro. I don't go shooting people, dude. I'm not stealing for a living, bro. I work right next to you, right beside you. I spend more time with you than I spend with my own freaking family. And you guys don't want to invite me bowling? Cool. Guess what, bro? I have a fucking podcast. Thousands of people are fucking listening on a daily basis. It's all good, dog. We have different tribes. That's all it is.
And it is. You have different energy because you have very positive energy, and people that have low vibing frequencies, you make them uncomfortable. And that is one thing through all of my years of growth and stuff have come to discover about myself is that if people are not in my circle, it is because they are not meant to be in my circle because they can't handle my energy.
Yeah. You know,
plus, what conspiracy theories? What the fuck? We're not supposed to be accepted anywhere.
The whole energy thing is like, I watched this unfold like so calm and collected when we were at the Raiders game a couple weeks ago. There was a group of guys in front of us, and it was like at the end of the game, most of the Raider fans there were pissed off and drunk because we were getting our asses kicked as usual. And anyways, these people got up in front of us and left. And so some drunk assholes decided, hey, those are better seats. And so they went and came and sat in those seats, and it was right in front of us. I don't give two fucks if they did that or not, because I would have done the same thing, honestly. Mm-hmm. But what did piss me off is they had a Panthers fan with them, and this guy was so belligerent, and they were the Panthers were about to score, and this guy kept like standing up to the point where he was on his seat, not just standing, but on his seat to where I couldn't see in front of the motherfucker, the fat motherfucker. And so I was in my head, I'm like, in my head, all these guys are drunk, so I have to approach this very carefully. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, if he stands up again, I'm not going to say anything this time. And this was like the second time that it happened. I'm like, okay, if he does it a three strikes, you're out, motherfucker. If he does it a third time, I'll fucking tap on him. And I'll say, hey, bro, I can't see when you're doing that. Could you please not stand on the seat? That's what played out in my head, right? Sure shit, it happens again. I tap on him. He does not feel me. He's just like right in front of me, like the only fan, because he's in a Raiders arena too. Fucking brave as shit doing this. Anyways, so like tapping's not working. So I fucking tugged like this on his jersey. That didn't work. So I tugged harder. Well, he's drunk. So when I tugged harder, his balance got fucked. And he stumbles back and falls in his ass on the seat. And he was with three other people who are all Raider fans, by the way. And like turn around like, what the fuck, man? And I was like, and I'm there with my Jehovah's Witness parents, mind you. And some people from their congregation, right? So me and my sister are the only fucking ones that are down to do anything if shit hits the fan. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, hey, bro, I was really just trying to get his attention. I didn't mean for him to fall. I was trying to let him know that I couldn't see. You know, it's all good. Water under the bridge, bro. I'm sorry. And I put out my hand to dap him or whatever. And he just gives me a dirty look. And then his buddy was like, that's fucked up, man. You don't touch somebody else's fucking jersey. You should know that. And I was like, you're right, bro. I'm trying to get his attention. You're right. You know, it's like, it's water under the bridge. I was like, hey, man, they're about to score. We should watch this shit. And then he turns around, Panthers score. That pisses him off. And I'm like, fuck, the Panthers just scored. This guy's already on the brink of fucking losing his shit. And sure shit, I watch him as the fucking refs go like this, touchdown. He fucking turns around and he's like, you're a fucking bitch and you ain't gonna do shit. And I was like, well, you're half right. And then my mom.
You should have gone, you're right, I am a bitch, and see what he did.
No, I was just like, well, yeah, right. And then my mom, of all people who I don't expect, jumps up, gets in front of us, and is like, you gotta go through me. And I'm like, this is not what I wanted to happen, because if this guy even accidentally touches my mother, I'm going to send him down the steps, because he's down below me. All I had to do was kick him in the face and he's rolling.
Head on over to charismictruestore.com. Be sure to enter that promo code KJones10 and receive your 10% off.
Clothes that fit your vibe, medallions shining bright. Stand for what you believe, join the truth tonight. CharismaTruthStore.com. Speaker of the truth, so calm. Promo code KJones10. Get your gear again and again.
Yeah, you heard that right, conspiracy junkies. If you head on over to CharismaTruthStore.com and enter that promo code KJones10, you'll receive 10% off. 10% off. And all their designs are top notch. How do I know? Because I helped design some of them. This is one of my favorite web stores to go to. And now, back to the show.
And anyways, everybody stood up because these guys were shit-faced and we were all sober. Yeah. So they looked like complete assholes and got escorted out of there. But I was able to like visualize all this in every single scenario. And I knew it was going to get out of hand because of the drinking. And it was almost like I could see their aura about them, you know?
Right.
Oh, there it is.
And, in that sense, I'm like, you know what? I know how to manipulate like energies, you know, I can make this into my benefit to where this doesn't end badly. And I was able to do that, but it did get worse than I wanted it to. You know, I really just wanted to defuse the situation altogether. And then as they're leaving, as they're getting escorted out, me being the smart ass that I am, knowing they can't do shit about it at this point, I start blowing them kisses.
fuck you up. I'm waiting for you outside.
I'm sure they're gonna find you in the thousands of people that would be coming out of the stadium.
As luck would have it, Janet, later that night, I took my weed pen and it died, and I just bought this new thing and you like add shit to the wax to it. And for some reason it was brand new and it wasn't working. And so I was like, well, fuck, there's a dispensary like half a mile down the road. And my mom is like, you know, damn well, I'm not taking you. You're going to have to walk. And I was like, all right, that's fine. And my sister wanted to come with me. Well, my sister was in the bathroom and all the fun happened at the Raider game. Anyway, she walks down to the dispensary with me and we're oohing and on about the sphere and everything. And then on the way back, we're at a crosswalk and across the street is 3 out of 4 of those fucking guys. And we're going to cross as soon as this light turns for us. And I see them and I'm all, oh, fuck, this should be interesting. Yeah, but they were so shit-faced that they did not even recognize me. They were hooting and hollering. It was like, ah! And as they walked by, like one of the guys was like, I'm not serious. And the other guy's like, yeah, he is. And I was like, wow, they did not even fucking know who I was.
Does that surprise you, though?
No, not at all, because I've been there 486 times before myself. So it was just, I don't even know why I shared that story, but it was fun.
Because we were talking about energy and frequency of people.
Yes. And, you know, and if I was drinking, then I would have been on that same exact frequency and I would have ended up in jail that night instead of watching the rest of the game and hanging out with my family.
Right. Absolutely.
100,000%. Specifically when you're vibrating at a low frequency. I think I shared this with things with Janet or Chef. When I used to freaking crush up, and I remember this, and now I feel like it gives me chills. I would crush up a fucking rock of fucking meth and shove it up my nose. I would walk to the street to down the street to go buy a beer or a little shot of fucking vodka. And the people that would approach me, the people that would talk to me were the homeless, or the guys that were doing shit as well. The guys that were fucking sniffing shit up their nose. And they were the only ones that were close to me. The people were looking for the cans, and the guys, you know what I'm saying? Like those people. Now, bro, when I walk down to the street to buy a Coke for my wife or whatnot, they hide from me. They pretend they don't know me, because you attract that same demon. You attract those people vibrating at that low frequency level. You're walking in their mud, bro. And I have to attest to that. I have to amplify that, bro. If you would have gone at least 2 to 3 beers inside of you, bro, your actions, your emotional stability, your smarts, your emotional intelligence would not have to kick. They wouldn't have kicked in, bro. You would have been taken over completely by anger.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's crazy is one of my parents' Jehovah's Witness friends that was behind me, she leans down and she was like, "You handled that really well." And I was like, "Wow, I'm surprised," because I thought I was being like, I thought they were going to be mad when I was blowing kisses, you know, because that was like completely antagonistic. I'm like, "Oh, fuck you guys." Like, but
well, that's impressive. But look at the strides that you have made in your life to get to the point where you're getting that kind of respect from your family and from other members of their church.
Oh, absolutely, Janet. Yeah, there it is. Absolutely. Again, I'm going to have to start putting money in a jar. That way I
stop doing it. I'd be wealthy. No,
but you know how it was. When I was out there with you, I thought I was going to die with guilt because I was never going to talk to my parents again. And it really took myself, you know. You and your husband tried your damnedest to get me to pull my head out of my ass. And I thought that I did. And then you let me back into the wild, and I let myself back into the wild. And it really took me saying, "Wow, this is fucking dumb. And I'm done doing this shit," to stop. And I didn't do it for anybody else. And I probably wouldn't have ever done it for anybody else, but I definitely see the people that were there, like, that didn't want to see me keep going down that road, that put out a hand. And, you know, even though I am embarrassed and ashamed at times, because I feel like I spit in a lot of their faces, you included, when I just went back to my old ways. But now I realize that I needed to do that in order to fully
correct
from it.
And you know what that's called? That's sanctification. That is God making you whole and removing that obstacle. And it's just like somebody that cusses like a sailor, and they want to stop cussing, and they're praying for God to make them stop cussing. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a process, and you have to go through and sustain damage, whether physically or emotionally or spiritually, to get you to that point where you are shit full and you have to change for yourself, and you have to want to change for yourself. Nobody can change anything for you.
You know, it sucks though, is it might be too late, because we might only have a couple months left of normalness. If you even call this normalness, you know?
Well, there is a lot of ties to revelations that are kind of playing out right now, and the whole weird, you know, zoological weather manipulation balls and all of that stuff. And there's like this noise that sounds like trumpets before these storms hit. And, you know, part of Montana or Wyoming's on fire, and then we've got floods everywhere and destruction all over the place, you know, and more things expected to come. And I heard we're supposed to have some kind of geo electrical magnetic storm tomorrow.
Oh, where's this at?
Like over the United States, that's supposed to like wipe
it's
out.
It's our staying tomorrow, I believe.
Interesting. Do you guys hear about this second moon that's supposed to be visible before the end of the year?
Isn't that supposed to be here already? Is it supposed to be here already?
I don't know, this has never been in recorded history ever. Like, not even BC, no tablets, no nothing shows two moons ever.
Correct, because only one was actually created, but it's kind of like the second sun that we have all of a sudden, and that is a man-made thing. So,
yeah, I agree too. And another man-made thing, and not to take away as could be a part of a prophecy, but if we get scientific, they're using a lot of radiation and radio frequencies to manipulate this weather. And so when you're using radio frequencies, I could see how those waves could create a trumpet noise in the atmosphere.
And the strange coloration, like the purple coloration that was seen yesterday in Florida right before Milton hit.
We had strange purple in the sky right before it turned black before all the fires.
Kind of leads you to question, are those from dews that's happening?
No, I don't think that we have any direct energy weapons happening this time around. The mud floods, the flooding, all that was from the dam that they opened up. And then the weather manipulation itself, I was watching some videos where people were plotting, kind of like what Crow 777 does, where they just sit and watch the airplanes and their flight patterns and everything. Right. And this guy was watching this crop duster, or not crop duster, but you know what I'm trying to say. chemtrail exposer or expender, whatever. Fucking the flight pattern that he was taking was exactly directing the storm to go out of the predicted flight pattern into where that it went. And it was like damn near just like he was taking a mouse and drawing where he wanted this fucking thing to go. And so I don't think that they needed direct energy weapons like they used in Maui for this, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see some.
People in, you know, in Wyoming, of course, it's all the private land that's burning. It's not the government owned public stuff. But it's and people were saying that, you know, like it was like a laser and then a fire would start. And then they would, you know, drive up the road and then it was like a laser and a fire would start. And so, like, literally there's thousands of acres on fire right now that they're saying seems like it came from a dew.
I ran into some videos also when I was doing the research on direct energy weapons, and coincidentally there is United Nations facilities in Northern Africa that are shaped like hurricanes, and another one in Australia that is shaped like an hurricane as well. And on top of that, so the way this works is reverse engineering, guys. So the U.S. patent is called, and I did it because I put it as a comment in one of my posts, is U.S. Check this out. Hashtag look it up, ladies and gentlemen. It's called U.S. 631-5213-B-like-boy-1. And it's a method for modifying weather. However, that specific patent is used to reverse the weather, to stop rainfall, to stop hurricanes from hitting certain areas. Okay. So again, reverse engineering. If you have brakes to stop a car, you don't have the gas to gas up the car. It works both ways. You have to put this into context, guys. This information, Operation Popeye happened with Cuba, and it worked very, very well in Vietnam as well. Again, there's another one that's called Eureka, I believe that they did this here. They have direct energy weapons have been around for over 60 freaking years registered. There's patents out there that have been out there for over 60 years. As a matter of fact, you can see these direct energy weapons being used on humans today for crowd control on Humvees, bro. Using microwaves that make your skin cells blow up and your skin cells actually swell up as I think you lost mic and cable.
Keeps cutting in and out.
Yeah, I was saying, I think you have a loose connection on your mic cable or something. Because every time you talk, it's like...
Oh man. My bad, guys. Am I on again? Am I on? Mm-hmm. It's only when I'm talking.
Yeah, so far you sound pretty good, brother. I didn't mean to slow your momentum there.
I was about to start hyping up. I was about to start pumping this bitch, bro, on conspiracy. No, but really, bro. Yeah, there's a lot of energy weapons that are being used on a daily basis on these for crowd controls to this day. As much, like I will mention your show a little bit earlier, there is this thing that's called the microwave screen, bro. Oh, fuck my life, dude. Holy Jesus, man. I think it's my internet, low-key.
It could be. It very well could be. It's been doing it the whole show, but like it started getting to the point where I can't make out what you're saying. So I was like, dang it. We can keep rocking though, bro. I mean, if I can listen to podcasts at 2.0, people can deal with a little bit of pop lock.
Hey there, pet parents. If you're like me, your furry family members mean the world to you. And that's why I'm excited to introduce to you PurePetWellness.com, your trusted source for all things CBD for pets. What sets PurePetWellness.com apart? Well, for starters, they're an American-owned family business with genuine love for animals. They understand the unique bond you share with your pets, and they've dedicated to helping your furry companions live their best lives. And I'm pretty sure that the owner's a flat earther. You can't go wrong with that. That's pretty dope, right? So if you're looking for natural solutions, Pure Pet Wellness is where your journey stops, because they have a premium CBD product specially crafted for your pets. Calming tensioners to soothing balms, they've got you covered. And conspiracy junkies get 20% off at checkout. Just hit rabbit at checkout and watch the prices. Drop.
Back up in this biatch.
Am I good? Am I good now or what? Testicles one, two, testicles. Welcome back to the motherfucking show, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
Yeah, time will tell. You sound great right now.
Yep.
Fuck yeah, dude. I told you how to disconnect the other devices.
Oh, no. No, no.
And time told us. Oh, man.
Maybe it's if you get too close to the mic.
I'm going to pause this recording. All right. So we are back. Just took a commercial break, and I know you're laughing, but none of that got picked up. We were on a pause. So we're going to deal with the technical difficulties, honestly, bro, because enough stuff is coming through that I know where you're going with what you're trying to say. So we'll just push through this. We're soldiers. We've done worse.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely. For this. It's cool.
So,
mistake.
So I think it's pretty cool that we have people out there that aren't just talking about things, that they're actually putting boots on the ground. I know that Ghost is out there trying to help get supplies to people. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there that are doing just that, donating supplies. Even if you're not in the area, there's plenty of websites out right now that people are allowed to donate to. I know that I have one link in my story right now. I'm going to have two after we finish the show. I'm going to post another one that Ghost sent me. And I was saying just last night on Andrew's 200 episode that, you know, the day after 9/11 was the most patriotic day of my life, because that was, I just remember how patriotic everybody was. Everybody was friendly to everybody. It didn't matter. And I feel like we're going through something right now, and the real ones are out there putting in work and really trying to help. And it makes me happy and proud to see that. But I feel like we live in such political turmoil right now that it is getting in the way of us being patriots right now and saying, I don't give a fuck if you're voting for this person or that person. Let's put our fucking differences aside and help our fellow neighbor. I see a lot of people doing that, and it makes me proud, but it also makes me sad that I think we should be seeing a lot more of it. I don't know what you guys mm-hmm. are thinking on that aspect.
I agree with you. And my whole thing is, why in the world would you wait for a disaster to hit to turn around and help somebody that needs help? I don't understand that, because we are not that kind of people. We weren't made to be that kind of people, you know what I mean? And so if you see somebody struggling on a regular basis, you know, somebody that's, you know, not going to be able to do like a birthday for their kids or, you know, whatever the case may be, if you have the means, do something to help, bake them a cake. You know, maybe they don't have the money to make a cake. Do something simple like that. It doesn't have to be like tons of money or something, but a small act of kindness goes a long, long way.
So do prayers, actually.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
And another thing, too, is, you know, I'm not in a financial situation where I can do a whole lot. I was, you know, I was only able to send $25 to one thing. But just sharing those links, too, because you might not be able to donate money, but the pure person that sees that link, they might be able to. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important that we're keeping sharing these things, keeping awareness around this, because I feel like the whole Maui thing got forgot about a week later and there's still kids missing to this day. You know, so let's not let the spotlight leave this. And also let's shine a spotlight on the things that aren't getting shined on, like right here on the West Coast right now, here where I'm at, we're being attacked with fire after fire after fire. They're all around me right now. Mm-hmm. And the whole West Coast is pretty much on fire and they're not shining a flashlight on that right now.
Well, that doesn't shock me because like I haven't seen anything about the fires in Wyoming. Yes. On the news either. What I'm seeing is from friends and people that I know that live there.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, maybe it's just because of the circles that we swim in that I know about this.
Well, and kind of like, you know, last week with Helene, like the sole focus of media attention was all about North Carolina. But it got Tennessee, it got Georgia, you know, and all these other places that are involved too, that lost towns that have missing people that were destroyed and devastated, but yet the sole focus has been on North Carolina.
Yeah, that's crazy to me too. I've been trying to share as much stuff as I can because I know it's not getting out to most people. I know that there's this lady in the mountains in Tennessee and mm-hmm. she has a dog that's trained to rescue. And so she has been trying to share that if you're stuck out there and you see or hear her dog, not to touch it, but to tell her to go get help and it'll go bring her owner back to those people, which I think mm-hmm. is fucking awesome because FEMA is actively blocking help from citizens mm-hmm. and they're doing a damn thing to help themselves there was a video that I had seen that was really disturbing of an unmarked helicopter that actually low fly and fucking blew all
and destroyed the supplies.
So they're active.
That's currently under active investigation according to the military because it's a Black Hawk. The military was like, oh, well, we'll investigate that. I'm sure you will.
Yeah, that's like the CIA investigating themselves for missing money, right?
Correct. Or the Pentagon. Yeah.
We'll get to the bottom of this. Don't worry, guys. We'll figure it out. By that time, it won't matter because half of the country is going to be in such turmoil. I'm just waiting for there to be physical fighting to break out because... You know, I think that these illegal immigrants are going to play more of a role than voter fraud.
I think so, too.
We already seen it in Colorado where they took over the apartment complex. And I think that's just the first of many to come. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's going to be violence ensued. And I'm afraid it's going to be all over the country where these people are going to be given their marching orders and they're going to create violence in order to start a catalyst of some sort to create a civil war within the United States.
Well, and interestingly enough, September the 27th, the DOD updated. I can't remember what the DOD file number is at the moment. It just slipped my mind. But they changed the wording in this stating that they are allowed to start assassinating civilians. Whereas before it said it like under no circumstances or whatever, all that needs to be done now is either an EO from the president or a directive from the head of the DOD and they can start firing on civilians.
Wait, I just took a hit. The illegals can fire on American civilians.
No. The DOD.
The Department of Defense.
Department of the Defense can now, according to the wording that they changed on September 27th of this year, can start firing on American citizens.
Yo, that's whatever. A fucking trip.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to leave for a little bit, but I'm back. Yo, I have to add something to you guys, what you guys were saying. Unfortunately, God is testing not only my patience, my tech, but also my friendship with you guys right now. Yo, check this out. Did you know? So I did a quick little deep dive with my deep state correspondent. Massive shout outs to Flash and Flash underscore News One. And what's happening is, if you go back to the 8th of every single month, including wars, for example, what happened in Israel, what happened with Maui, what happened towards what happened with Hurricane Helene, on the 8th of every single 30 day, take away or give four, or take away 4 days. If you take away or give 4 days from the 8th of every month, there's always some type of sacrificial, unblemished, created catastrophe to create death around the world. Mm-hmm. And it's happening on the monthly basis on the 8th of every single month. Maui, Israel, Helene, and now this again on the 8th of every month. If you go back, what's it called? Mar-a-Lago was raided on the 6th, and et cetera, and et cetera. This is just what happened. One of the highlights, some of the highlights that happened recently. But if you go back and search on the 8th of a month, what happened on the 8th of every single month, you'll see that there is a pattern. So guys, hashtag look that up. All right.
And to that point, that is absolutely true. And it goes all the way back through history, because eight and occult style belief systems is a very significant number for sacrificial purposes. So there you go.
Oh, interesting. Did a New York Patriot tell you that?
Teresa actually told me that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just had New York Patriot on recently. I think his episode comes out next, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I was going to ask, is there anything in else in as far as numerology goes that would go along with the number eight and being with the months? But also, would that change, because we know that we actually live on a 13-month cycle, so would these numbers actually have different meaning if it falls on the actual day that it is?
Maybe that's why there's a give or take, you know, four days or whatever. So
that would make total sense too.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kat, your video is blurry.
Oh, no. You see, I think you know what it is. It's the connection of all of beautiful auras and energies. They're trying to block the collaboration we're doing here, bro.
It's very possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi, Bob, the CIA guy.
What the heck? And the one of the lights shining on my backlight thing keeps falling over too. And it's like by itself. How do you keep falling over?
Yeah, you're like very, very blurry.
Really?
Yeah. It's very weird. That's so strange.
Am I better now?
Nope.
I'm not? Well, dang it. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this one up, you guys. This has still been a fire. It's been an hour. It's been an hour of fire, so I'm happy with that. And Janet, like I was saying, behind the scenes, I'm trying to put together another Crashing Ladies Night, so we'll get together and get a date set up with that, as well as... yeah, I want you guys to go ahead and plug away and anything that you have upcoming, solo projects as well as collaborations. And you guys know how it works on the show. You can go ahead and scroll down right now and give these guys a follow. And while you do that, give both of them a 5-star, and that helps boost them in the algorithms. And that helps keep them to be able to do what they do and keep giving you the cool ass shit that they give you guys. So Janet, I'll go ahead and let you take the floor and plug away, girl.
All right. So Deplorable Nation Podcast, you can find it on every podcast or if you want to watch the video, you can go to my Rumble channel, which is Deplorable Nation Podcast. You can hit me up on Instagram at Deplorable Janet, or you can hit me up on Twitter at No Janet, KNOW. And as far as things that are coming up, that is a secret. I've got some interesting guests in the work, or interesting people that I've already chit-chatted with. So we are going to go literally in all kinds of directions coming up to the end of the year. So excited about that. And make sure that you head on over to paranoiradio.com. Check out their website, check out their shows, and check out all of the things that we've done together. Make sure you leave a 5-star review, not only for that show, but also for Catalyst Show, The White Rabbit. It's very important that you do so.
That is right. Appreciate you, sister.
Kels.
Travels.
Yo. Yeah, I want to thank you again, bro. And I have to apologize for the in and outs and the choppy voice on my end. I was able to get it on the last 30 seconds using my cell phone. Good thing I still had this handy dandy USB connected to the freaking microphone here to get this going. But above all, bro, I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here. And every single one of you guys, check this out, man. Keep supporting Rabbit. Keep supporting the Deplorable Nation and keep supporting yourself. Learn how to love yourself before anything. Accept yourself for what God has created, because he is inside of you. And after that, after you profess, provide, and protect your family, check out Paranoid Radio Podcast on our podcast platforms. It's absolutely free, dropping old episodes unedited, untainted, and unbothered on Rumble every single night. Check us out at paranoidradio.com. Drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. But most importantly, we have amazing collaborations coming up with Operation Red Pill, Marzulli, and Dr. Laura Sanger coming up next. Guys, keep kicking ass. Mad love to every single one of you. And Rabbi, you're a fucking legend. I gotta get connected with Maverick, bro. Good stuff.
Oh yeah, dude, I'll get you guys connected for sure. He's a great guy. We got some stuff coming up in the works too that I'm not ready to announce yet, but I'm excited. I'll announce this right here. Fuck it. I'm joining his network, and that is going to be fucking awesome. And so it's just going to be another place that you can find White Rabbit. I will not exclusively be on there. I'll still be on all the same places you can find me now, but that's just another avenue you'll be able to see White Rabbit at. So
congrats, bro.
Both of you guys. You guys are fucking awesome, and I love what you're doing in this community. Not only that, but I just love you as people. And thank so
you. Oh, we love you too.
I am excited to see what you guys have blossoming in the future for us, and hope to do some more stuff with you guys as well. So you guys, like they said, go ahead and scroll down and click on those. Give them a follow and a 5-star. And while you're at it, please leave a comment in my comments, whether it's to tell me how much you love and enjoy the show, or whether it's to tell me to jump off a bridge. Whether I don't care what it is. Just leave me something. Damn it. Remember we talked about validation? Give it to me. No.
Validate him.
All right, I love you guys, and you know how we're gonna end this, the same way we always do. Keep digging down those rabbit holes.
Who is this Catalyst Jones guy, and why do I keep hearing about his podcast? I told you to take down White Rabbit, and it keeps popping back up. Either take him out or join Obama's chef in the private lake. The next time I hear about Catalyst, it better be from Sam Tripoli reading his goddamn eulogy on Alex fucking Jones. Do I make myself clear? And I want an assessment on everyone that watches White Rabbit, and I won it yesterday.
Catalyst Jones, mad hat and minds blown. Down the rabbit hole where the truth's unknown. Flat earth, twist your mind like I'm throwing stones. MK Ultra secrets carved in ancient bones. NASA's in the basement, underground control. Hollywood puppets playing their role. Secret societies where whispers roam. Jones and the Matrix chasing clues alone. Welcome conspiracy junkies, let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy junkies, break the shell. Unravels where the shadows dwell.
Illuminati switch flips, worlds in a script. Deep state mindset, feel the power grip. Drones connecting dots, no slip of the lip. Exposing layers while truth's fingertips drip. Moon landings questioned, are we on the grid? Aliens crop circles, what they never did. Catalyst Jones, knowledge under the lid. Breaking chains of secrets that the system hid. Welcome conspiracy, junkies, let's unveil. Junkies break the shell. Truth unravels where the shadows dwell. Illuminati switch flips, worlds in a script. Deep state mindset, feel the power grip. Drones connecting dots, no slip of the lip. Exposing layers while truth's fingertips drip. Moon landings question, are we on the grid? Aliens crop circles, what they never did. Catalyst Jones, knowledge under the lid. Breaking chains of secrets that the system hid. Welcome conspiracy, junkies, let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy, junkies, break the shell. Truth unravels where the shadows dwell. Welcome conspiracy, junkies, let's unveil. Decode the madness, tales we tell. Welcome conspiracy, junkies, break the shell.